Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. Today's episode of the podcast is another lightning build segment, where I have an amazing guest come on and try to build a EDH deck blind date style, utilizing a legendary creature that I picked out ahead of time that they do not know about until I give it to them here live for your listening pleasure. So, my guest on the episode today is someone who I just had on the podcast very recently, reintroducing to the podcast as Heil. Hi, how's it going?
That's going pretty well. I'm kind of interested in what this is going to be.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a test of skill, mental fortitude, and just knowledge of the game and cards. So again, the ground rules here are I have a curated list of a whole bunch of legendary creatures from throughout Magic's history that I believe have more than one way to build around them. So instead of cards like, again, Marwyn the Nurturer has only one real way to build around them, Elf Tribal, I have tried to find a whole bunch of creatures that have many or not one specific way of looking at how you build a deck. So tribal synergies are basically out for the most part. There's just a whole lot of creatures here that maybe have vague abilities or don't really necessarily tell you how to build them in the most optimal way. So I will give you a commander and then you will just talk out basically how you'd build the deck, maybe some win conditions, key cards, things like that that you would throw into the deck. Again, we don't need a full 100 cards. We're just doing a deck concept for today. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. Your challenge for today is to build a deck around, drumroll, Mistform Ultimus. Now, Mistform Ultimus is a 3-3 legendary illusion that costs 3 and a blue and reads, Mistform Ultimus is every creature type, even if this card isn't in play. And go.
Okay, so we're stuck in mono blue. That means very restricted on some things. I'd throw in Arcane Adaptation, Xenograft, Maskwood Nexus just to make sure every other creature did the same thing. Maybe throw Morophon into the 99. No, wait, that doesn't work. It's no. 5-color. Yeah. I forgot about his activated ability.
It sounds like a great idea, but yeah, Morophon's one of those where you really can't throw it into the 99 without already playing 5-color. It's
very
unfortunate.
Disappointing. Honestly, I'd probably go in a way that I've built a deck around Patron of the Moon.
Okay.
I would probably build Moonfolk out of it. Just there's a lot of really cool ways that you can abuse Moonfolk by bringing lands back to your hand and dropping them out. You can make Patron come out cheaper by sacrificing, like, Mistform Ultimus is every creature type, so you could sack it to reduce 4 off the cost. Patron lets you drop 2 lands onto the battlefield by paying 1. You could use things like Rings of Bright Hearth.
Mm-hmm.
Rings of Bright Hearth is activated abilities trigger twice, I believe.
Yes.
Trying to think of the card. I've got this. Heck, what is it called? I can't think of what it's called, but what it does is it allows any lands that enter the battlefield to enter untapped.
I mean, Amulet of Vigor?
Yeah, that's it. There we go. Okay, Amulet of Vigor.
But also allows all your permanents to enter untapped. So if you're running any artifacts, enchantments, creatures, whatever, they'll come in untapped.
Yeah, but the big part about that is getting those lands that Patron would drop untapped. So you can repeat the process. Make infinite mana that way because you're constantly bouncing lands back to your hand, putting them onto the battlefield, and then bouncing them again. And each time you bounce, say, 2 lands, you only have to pay 1 to drop 2 lands back onto the battlefield.
Gotcha.
And then there's things like a good win con would be Enter the Infinite and Psychosis Crawler.
Okay.
Because that's a really fun card, honestly. Psychosis Crawler, whenever you draw a card, each opponent loses a life, so you have Psychosis Crawler out, you use that constant land recursion bouncing to get the mana to cast Enter the Infinite.
Yep, draw your whole deck, and then hopefully just beat everyone down.
There's also an alternate way where whenever you draw a card, each opponent will draw a card too.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I think Hive Mind might do that for you, actually, when you cast Enter the Infinite.
I know that there are a couple of cards, like Vision Skeins, for instance, will allow everyone to draw a card simultaneously.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Hive Mind would allow you to do it because whenever a player casts an instant or a sorcery, each other player copies that spell.
Okay, so you're gonna you could also mill them out, I suppose, in that case.
Yeah, so you could probably throw in, like, say they target it towards you instead. You could have, like, a Lab Maniac or a Jace out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you have a backup plan in case it backfires on you.
Yep, you also have those backup win conditions in case someone counterspells your Enter the Infinite at that point.
Yeah, and then at that point, why not just go all in on mill with a little bit of Psychosis Crawler as a backup plan in case you don't hit your mill pieces? You could do, heck, there's a ton of mill pieces that you can choose from. There's those new enchantments from the more recent sets.
Yep, Teferi's Tutelage, for instance, or trying to remember. There are some other ones. Every time you draw a card, mills a card, mills two cards, something like that. If you're drawing most of your deck, you can mill everyone else out on the spot.
There's Bruvac as well.
True, true.
So Bruvac is essentially a mill doubler, which is kind of nice. You can throw him in there. You can throw in Spark Double, so that way you could copy any value creature or Jace, for example. You could copy Jace out with it. You could use Jace the Mind Sculptor to just go horribly rude. Archive Trap, I do believe, would work.
What does that do again?
Archive Trap is, if an opponent searches their library, you may pay zero rather than pay Archive Trap's cost, and the opponent puts the top 13 cards of their library into their graveyard.
Right, yeah. I always forget about the trap cards that, I mean, you activated my trap card. Yeah, they always have those fun little abilities. If someone does, you know, if someone plays Magic, do this.
Yeah, so, I feel like I just go all in on Moonfolk and mill, because you'd be drawing a lot of cards, you'd be dropping a bunch of lands to make more lands so you can play the particularly crazy spells like Enter the Infinite. You could possibly pull out an Omniscient, stuff like that. Tears, you could play Tears.
Okay.
Trying to remember what the exact name is. Tears. Flood of Tears. There we go.
Flood of Tears, yep.
Because return all non-land permanents to their owner's hands. If you return four or more, you can put one onto the battlefield for free.
Mm-hmm.
So you would keep them from just taking you out. Because honestly, mill is not the most defensive strategy.
Nope. Right, so you're looking kind of for a combo deck with some backup combo pieces, but also sort of a tribal synergy as well, because Mistform Ultimus does allow you to turn it into any creature type you like. So you, as you mentioned, you can utilize that ability to give your Moonfolk, I'm really messing that up, aren't I? But to give all your Moonfolk a bit of extra power, I suppose. What other cards, like, which Moonfolk would you be interested in playing in this deck specifically besides the one you've already mentioned?
The Moonfolk in particular, there's a couple of them that are really, really good. And then there's obviously, you know, the one that's banned.
Oh, yes. Which is
rather unfortunate, Uriu.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite Moonfolk is Floodbringer is really good. You can return a land to your hand to tap down their land. Moloku returns a land at for you pay one to return a land, and you create a illusion. So that kind of plays along with Mistform Ultimus being an illusion, just as a little extra bit of flavor. We've got Oboro Breeze Caller, which return a land to untap a land. And in combo with like Patron of the Moon, that's kind of crazy because it gets way out of hand real quick.
Yep.
Uyo Silent Prophet, that's another way to copy your spells so that way you mill them out further. Those are honestly some of the best ones. Soratami Mirror Mage returns creatures to their hand. And if we want to go full in on mill, we can pop a land back to hand to mill their top two with Soratami Minesweeper.
Yeah, so so what we're looking at here effectively is utilizing your Moonfolk to be able to give you the ability to be able to copy those spells to then play your large Enter the Infinites, play your ridiculously powerful cards to try to win the game. The fact that they give you that extra boost that you need to get more mana to be able to play those spells, that's definitely an interesting take on this, is being able to utilize that tribal synergy to be able to get value instead of just trying to play the same creatures over and over again.
Yeah, and you could use, like, say, Training Grounds to reduce the cost of each of the Moonfolk's abilities. So that way they're paying like one or two for each ability instead of some of them get expensive, like three or four mana to pop off their ability.
Yeah, so I just think it's neat how you're able to take a somewhat unsupported tribe here. And since we were talking about that on the episode of the podcast that you so graciously guested on, that you're able to find a way to be able to utilize some powerful Moonfolk in such a way that you're able to play the rest of the deck. I mean, kind of a shell that you see a lot of players using, the Enter the Infinite, the Psychosis Crawler, Chase, Labman, something like that, and able to turn it into some interesting tribal deck as well. I think that's a really interesting concept.
Oh, yeah. It also helps that I've actually built a Moonfolk deck before. So I kind of have some of these cards in my possession. I own all the Moonfolk except Uryo because of, you know, not being able to play it. And honestly, another good one. I just thought of it. There's an artifact that is landfall-based that's an equipment. I actually have it in my Moonfolk, and I won a game with it. It is Adventuring Gear. That's the name.
Oh, right, yeah. The one that gives your creatures +2/+2, or the equipped creature +2/+2 for each time a land enters the battlefield.
Yeah, and then with like Patron of the Moon and the Moonfolk, it's constantly bouncing lands, bringing them back into the battlefield. Whatever's equipped is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if that particular creature has evasion, like flying or we'll say Skulk, for example, something like that, then there's just, it's a one swing.
And in case people try to blow up your Mistform Ultimus or some of your main pieces, what would you throw in there to try to protect it? The standard protection spells, or would you have a different strategy?
I would have a few of the protection spells, like, say, some non-creature spell counters, things like that. But there's also a particular Moonfolk that does counter spells.
Okay.
So the tribe is actually quite versatile for having so few pieces. The name of the one that counters is a Soratami Savant.
Okay.
You pay 3, return a land to your hand, and it counters target spell unless its controller pays 3. So with like Training Grounds out, you're paying 1 to counter a spell just by bouncing a land to your hand.
And since you want to be bouncing the lands anyway, it doesn't hurt you at all.
No, it's just an extra layer for the strategy.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've built quite an interesting deck in a lot of ways. It takes an existing deck concept and you're adding that tribal support. That's really interesting. Thank you for taking the time to be on the show today. I hope the listeners enjoyed your Moonfolk tribal mill lab man style deck.
Insanity.
Through Mistform Ultimus. All right, where can people find you on the internet?
Twitch.tv/Azale or AzaleCCG on Twitter.
All right, and you can find the back catalog of these lightning builds and the rest of my podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, and many other podcast outlets. So again, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show today.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun.
Yeah, it definitely was. And again, you've been listening to the MTGN Quarantine Podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.